And now we just have one remaining item, which is to take a second reading roll call vote on item 513.
513, amend timeline and case file review for Independent Police Review Citizen Review Committee appeals.
Unless there's any further comments that maybe didn't get heard last time.
I think you could hear it on the replay. If you couldn't hear it in the meeting, I think you could.
And there are no amendments, I assume.
No.
Okay, so let's take a roll call vote, please.
Fish.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Kaufman.
Yeah, thanks for your good work. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
So, Mr. Severe and Auditor Caballero, I formally apologize for what happened last week. That was uncomfortable for all of us, and you soldiered on masterfully. I was told by my staff that everything you said was audible to the folks watching at home, which is the important part, I think. The other part that was important to me is that you had taken the time to brief me ahead of time. So had that not happened, I would not have been able to continue the hearing last week. Obviously, we need to have some discussions about how to maintain decorum in the building. It was also significant to me that the folks behind you yelling while you were giving your presentation are sometimes the folks who are so upset with us about police accountability. And it was very distressing that there was not more respect for the work that you do. And so I apologize for that on behalf of, I think, our entire community. And I thank you for persevering not only against voices who are actually arguing about something else, but also the voices and the concerns of the community who we all agree we're not doing enough fast enough because we all want to get to a better place with police accountability. So thank you very much for all the work you do, especially for the way you handled last week. Aye.
And Hales.
I think a lot of us need to occasionally remind ourselves that there's a lot of affirmation for the work that you do and that all of us do, that we don't necessarily have to find it in these chambers because the folks who come here are a small subset of the 600,000 people we serve. And you know, I occasionally get to be out in the field with Constantine and others from your team, and the respect that that everyone in the process has for the work that you do is evident even out in a difficult situation like we were out on together on Sunday. So I think whether it's the police bureau or the community, I think a lot of people that maybe aren't loud by nature or by habit are nevertheless grateful for the good work. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m.
6 o'clock tonight?
6 o'clock tonight. Well, that's the budget committee.
Yeah, so
we're the 6:30 for the budget committee and 2 p.m. tomorrow for the council.
It's 6:30. What's the goal is to run until
2 hours, I think. Is that the plan?
My 6:30
minute? I just know my process.
It's 6:30 to 8:30.
I mean, 6 gets us out at 8, but anyway.
That's true. Dinner break, I guess, was the theory.